This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Molly Wood. It is generally agreed that this week is when the holiday shopping season officially begins. Stores and malls around the country are already preparing for what I think we could call an onslaught. It even starts on the evening of Thanksgiving. Now, retail has had a tough go of it lately, especially big department stores that often anchor shopping malls. So last year, we spoke to Alana Furco, who manages the Butte Plaza Mall in Butte, Montana. The mall had just lost its big anchor store, the JCPenney, and she was pretty worried about the future. So we thought we'd check in and see how this holiday season is shaping up. Alana, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Molly. It's nice to hear from you.
Okay, so we're less than a week away, actually, from the big Black Friday shopping day. How are things at the mall?
Well, we are. We're actually just days away. And we don't call it Black Friday in our world. We call it Golden Friday. We like to maintain a golden attitude. 50% of our businesses are mom and pops. That's a very unique tenant mix for any kind of a mall. So we are just very excited about the season.
And has that been the way to recover from the kind of big anchor stores moving on is to fill the space with those smaller shops, like you said?
You know, I think so. I mean, we took ourselves way outside of the box. A new mall hasn't been built in the United States, I think, in at least 5, 6, maybe 10 years. And they are just modifying. And yes, there seems to be a resurgence of mom and pop stores. And our ownership is making some great deals so that we can fill the spaces, increase the activity level, and it just makes it better for all of us. Also, we have a library. We have a satellite to our public library. We have a couple of nonprofit organizations that we host here. So yes, we are outside of the box, and yes, we are bringing in more mom and pops.
And so, Alana, who's your primary competition? Is it big stores in town or is it the internet? Who's coming after you?
You know, I will tell you it is I-90 and I-15 because you can just jump on the interstate right here just north of the mall. And it's a beautiful ride to a couple of markets that are very competitive to us. But yes, it's also the internet. I mean, people can shop from the comfort of their own home. And most of these internet businesses are making it very easy to return. There's very little cost involved in shipping. That is my primary competition. No, not the big box stores. It isn't. Yeah, it's definitely the internet and the interstate.
And how does the mall compete with that? What do you do?
Service. You know, you don't get a smile from a computer. I mean, you don't get any FaceTime or chat time. It's service. We provide exceptional service, and that puts an emotional feel to it.
And how does the economy feel in Butte in general?
Economy is pretty good. We do have a gold mine that is shutting down in Whitehall, and so there will be a loss of some jobs there, but I think in general, and I know this back in 2008 when things were tough, people still wanted to have a good Christmas, you know, no matter how depressed things were. I mean, you just modify a little bit. Attitudes are very grateful, and I think it's going to be a great season. I can feel it already.
That's Alana Furco, manager of the Butte Plaza Mall, joining us from Butte, Montana. Thanks a lot, Alana.
Thank you, Molly.